This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Judy Marks. How are you, Judy?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me here today.
And Judy is the CEO of Siemens USA and recently appointed CEO as of January 1st, 2017. So as CEO, what does Siemens brand really mean to you? It's been around since 1848.
Yeah, actually 1847.
But oh!
Yeah, that's okay. We were started by an entrepreneur, so we appreciate entrepreneurs today. What the brand really means to me is innovation and delivery and commitment, but it really is about innovation. We're a technology company. We've reinvented ourselves so many times over the years, but right now we are an industrial innovator and look forward to working with clients throughout the world to do that.
So let's talk about the word manufacturing.
Okay.
Many people have seen Siemens as a manufacturing company now. What's really happening in the manufacturing world today?
Well, we are a manufacturer ourselves, but automation and digitalization are two of our key markets globally. Here in the United States, we have 60 manufacturing plants, so we get an opportunity to use what we sell. But what's really happening today is what we call advanced manufacturing. Some people call this Industry 4.0 in Germany and other places. It's really the next industrial revolution. So we're seeing that fourth generation of an industrial revolution, and this time it's the convergence of manufacturing and software. And that convergence drives data, it drives decision making, it drives analytics, and it drives really an improved value chain from idea creation to engineering design, to manufacturing, to delivery. And even in the delivery, I think we're seeing changes. We call it additive manufacturing. Most of your listeners would know it as 3D printing.
Talk through let's pick an industry, let's say construction, for example. How is this changing construction?
Well, construction's not really a typical, they don't have a manufacturing product, but I'll try and make some corollaries, if I can, to, say, an automotive manufacturing plant. Something starts out as a design, and in today's world, that design is born and created digitally. So it's created with a set of tools. We're a software company at Siemens. Most people don't know that. In the last...
Wait, I want to interrupt you. Yeah. You're saying you're a software company.
Yeah, we're both. Yeah.
Okay.
We really are. In the last 10 years in the U.S. alone, we've invested $15 billion buying industrial software tool companies, if you will. So whether it's computer-aided design, engineering automation, 2 weeks ago we closed an acquisition of Mentor Graphics out in Portland, Oregon, $4.5 billion to complement our portfolio of tools so that if you're going to create a product, it's born digital. You create it digitally with a 3D model. You take that model, you literally release it onto your manufacturing floor. You've already integrated in all the supply chain you need. Everything's available just in time. You use that model to do computer integrated manufacturing that integrates humans, robots, artificial intelligence, numeric control, everything in one place, and then you deliver it in probably the shortest cycle time you've ever done. And when you're done with all that, you've got what we call a digital twin, which means it lives in a physical state and it lives in a virtual digital state so that you can maintain it, so that if you have obsolete parts, you can address it, so that if you have a field force, they can actually use that digital twin to do field service. It's just everything. It's born digital and becomes physical, but retains a digital twin.
That is fascinating. How about something like the autonomous car that we're all talking about? How does this relate to that?
Well, I think I've been quoted as saying there's a place for technology and a place for humans, and sometimes that technology word gets replaced by robotics. And I really think there's two places in the world right now, and they're complementary, and both are needed. As humans, you know, we have the analytics, and we define the rules. We are the domain experts. We understand how a vehicle works. We understand the rules of the road. We understand the puts, the takes, and the boundary conditions. When you apply technology, it gives you the ability to do things faster, to do things potentially safer, to do things in quantity that you can't as a human. But when you put those two together, hopefully it makes our lives better.
How does that impact the economics of production?
Well, you know, the economics of production are changing, because what used to be, quantity and scale kind of won over every day, right? If I could build, I'm going to shift subjects on you because we're also involved in energy. If I could build the largest power plant there was, the most efficient, lowest emission power plant there was with our gas turbines, that would always be cheaper per kilowatt hour than to build a small plant on a university campus, say. And yet that university president, he doesn't want to depend on the grid. He wants the ability to have that power there, to have that energy security, resilience, surety, if you will. So this scale is important in manufacturing, but now we have the ability, through things being born digital and raised digital and having this digital twin, to make it more custom at time, more tailored, but more demand-driven. So, you know, I talked about energy a little bit. Our grid is demand, is peak focus. We see everything moving towards demand focus. And we deal in the industrial market, not the consumer market, but I'm thinking the consumer market's probably the same.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Judy Marks, who is the CEO of Siemens USA. And right now we've been talking about manufacturing, and we've been talking about energy. We have CEO listeners, CEO viewers. What is it CEOs should know about what's happening in our world in energy?
Well, we are, I would tell you we're on the precipice of a pretty significant generational change in energy. I think we've all seen, and we're all raised in a world where here in the United States, we were a consumer of energy and an importer of energy. And I'm here to tell you that has changed drastically. When you look at the unconventional oil and gas finds, when you look at the shale gas, and just the continued finds, including the most recent in the Permian Basin in Texas, we are going to be an exporter of energy, which will give us energy security, which will give us low-cost access. And it's going to change the global dynamics. I don't know how many of your listeners know, but natural gas is clean. It's easy to, when you liquefy it, it shrinks significantly in mass, and we can ship it all around the world. And when you say ship around the world, you think about all those nations who today may not have sufficient power or electricity. 17% of the world's population doesn't have access to electricity.
17%.
17% for over a billion people. And if you're a government official in one of those countries, be it sub-Saharan Africa, be it in the Middle East, be it in developing parts of Asia, and you want to bring power to your people because power drives your economy, right? So you want your people to have power, but you want it to be clean. You don't want emissions. You don't want coal, potentially. You want something that's highly cost-effective and efficient. Natural gas is the right answer, and we're the source. And what a neat place to be in the energy market.
You're very bullish on the future with technology.
I am. I'm a technology zealot.
Okay, so I do have one side. Let's look at the dark side.
Okay.
People have said that we may make ourselves obsolete in terms of jobs. So robotics will take over all of the working jobs. I think it was in Oxford, it said 47% of white-collar jobs. Some survey I read. But what's your take on that?
My take is there are going to be jobs for humans, and important jobs for humans. Some of those jobs are going to change, and how we change as a society and a culture is up to us. There are roles for robots, and there are roles for humans, and there are opportunities for humans as well. But we need to change our education system potentially. We need to change our culture to look ahead and understand what does this mean. What do we want our students learning about? I think you know I'm a big STEM supporter. I have been most of my career and most of
and
my life.
And a daughter who's an engineer.
And a daughter who's like an engineer as well. And sometimes they listen. Although I'm not sure I ever coached her on this. I think she got to it all by herself.
So we have 1 minute before break.
Okay.
So what is it you are most excited about from our digital future?
I think digital has the ability to change our very way of life, and I think it's positive. I think it has the ability to remove barriers, because I view digital as a great equalizer for people and for cultures and for countries. And I even see it within Siemens. And, you know, any large company has built up organizational boundaries. And to me, digital is the ultimate equalizer. We don't have a chief digital officer because we think everybody needs to be digital.
Really? And on that note, we're about to take a break, and it sounds like we have a very exciting digital future. We're with Judy Marks. When we come back, we're going to talk about her leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're speaking today with Judy Marks, who is the CEO of Siemens USA. So let's talk a little bit about your leadership philosophy. You became CEO January 1st, 2017. How would you codify your leadership philosophy?
Well, I've got a few key elements that I think have been true, and I've been true to my whole career since I started as an engineer 33 years ago. And that's the first and foremost is set the mark and work hard. I think you need to, I demand as much of myself as I do of the people I surround myself with, but I challenge the people I surround myself with to find the best talent. Eliminate the obstacles, set the strategy and the vision, and then let them succeed. Put everything in place so that your teams can succeed. And if they succeed, your company will continue to succeed. So that's number one. On a personal level, I think you have to, what I call, find your own normal, Robert. I think it's important that in life you find an ecosystem that works for you. And in my life, that's, how my husband and my daughter and I have formed our family and have grown up together, if I may, between work and life. And our normal is what works for us. No two people actually ever have the same career or walk in the same shoes. So I think you need to appreciate that everyone sets different goals for themselves and understand those goals of your team and the people you're representing. I think I think it's humbling that you've got to take very seriously your responsibility to your employees, your customers, and your shareholders every day. And that's a tough balance in some interesting times. But you need to lead through tough times. And, at Siemens, some markets are up, some are down. Some of our verticals are doing very well. Oil and gas, we still have headwinds. Metals and mining, we still have headwinds right now. And yet, our industrial businesses are doing fairly well. It's that balance of being able to decide where to place resources and where to participate for the long term.
So you obviously have a clarified leadership philosophy. What was a challenge you faced in your career or your life that led you to build your leadership philosophy?
Well, I think we face challenges frequently. And so, it's important to fail and fail early. And I've done that. And I think you do that through small commitments you make and through significant commitments you make. And I've learned that, that probably the most important thing to do is listen to the customer and try and balance everything you have. What I coach and counsel a lot of our employees on is what we call ownership culture. And while I absolutely want them to be accountable, and I want them to be part of owning the company, even if it's just one share of stock, but to feel like it's their company, I also don't want them to work so diligently at trying to solve a problem that they don't call in the reinforcements. And I think earlier in my career, I thought that I was in charge of a project. I could, if I worked hard enough, I could solve it. And the answer is there's nothing wrong with asking for help. So we need to create a culture where asking for help is okay. It's okay to fail. You don't want to fail big. You want to fail small. But that's how you innovate and basically create the company over and over again.
And how do you cascade a culture of innovation throughout 50,000 people?
It's a challenge. And I think you do it, you communicate. And today I think you do that through in-person meetings. I think you do that through social media. I think you do that through access. I mean, any employee can reach out to me at any time. And I think you do that through celebrating the small victories. And I don't think we do enough of that. As I said, everybody has different motivations in terms of why they're working and how much they want to sacrifice and how they want to contribute. And they're never the same. That's the beauty of diversity. And that's, you know, diversity of thought and diversity of people's, you know, contributions. But I think that you cannot replace communication. I think you need to be visible. I think you need to be out there, and I think you need to be called on things if you're not walking the talk.
What's number one on your dashboard when you wake up in the morning?
Well, working for a global company, when I wake up in the morning, I'm already hearing from Asia and Europe. So that's kind of that first breath. But I think what's number one when I wake up is how can I make a difference for the employees and the customers that day? And that's the balance, right? Whether it's, you know, visiting a plant, which I'll be at tomorrow, or seeing customers, which I did yesterday, you are the voice of the company, and you've got to be comfortable with that voice. You've got to have ethics. You've got to have integrity. And I think when people see you and representing those values and being real, they're with you.
Let's talk about women in business. There are very few women CEOs in America. What is your take on that?
Well, I can only talk to the career I've had, and I've been blessed. Lots of challenges, but lots of people who believed in me and who gave me every opportunity to succeed, whether that was at IBM, Lockheed Martin, or now at Siemens. I think we have a responsibility right now as women leaders, and I've been pretty vocal about this. There's a group that came before me, albeit small, that made it better for my generation, and I currently view that as an imperative for me to take a stand and be visible, and to make sure that we take advantage of 50% of the population. I mean, diversity of thought is what we need. We need people who can solve problems. And why would we rule out women leaders to do that?
Do you have any advice for women who are executives in organizations and want to become CEOs?
I would offer a few things. Number one, let your performance speak for itself. I think if you look at women leaders today, it isn't about being a woman. It's being about being a successful leader. The fact that you're a woman potentially gives you some extra tools. I think I've tried to be very collaborative, and when you work in a large global company, even though I have the privilege of leading this part of the business, I talk about collaboration and alignment as two critical words. Because if you can't motivate the larger enterprise, you're just not going to get, even with 50,000 people, I'm not going to get the other 300,000 to support me. And we need that. This is our biggest market in the world here. We did more revenue here. We do more revenue here than we do anywhere else in the world. And yet, and I still need buy-in from the other 189 countries we do business in, because we do better as a team. So I would tell you, first is performance, and second is network. It's okay to network. Networking is not a bad term. Sponsorship is not a bad word. It's, you need sponsors, and these women, if you're already in some leadership positions, need to sponsor other people.
You've 1 minute left. What would you say the future of Siemens is?
Well, it's interesting when you work for a company that's this old and reinvented itself so many times. We're now a large business-to-business industrial company that is basically marrying technology and hardware with software for the future. I think the future is very bright for Siemens as we continue to innovate. And I also think, we see the swing from localization to globalization. I think we need to be prepared for the pendulum to continue to swing. And it's not all bad, because I think it keeps us all on our toes and makes us become better leaders.
And on that note, it is a pleasure speaking with you. We've been speaking with Judy Marks, the CEO of Siemens USA.
Thank you, Robert.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Jim Metzger. How are you, Jim?
Very well, thank you.
And Jim is not just the CEO and chairman of the Whitmore Group Insurance, but he's also the founder. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about another topic also, which is his background in sports and how sports tie into business. So let's first start off, talk about what the Whitmore Group is.
The Whitmore Group is an insurance agency / brokerage. We presently supply the public, we provide the public with a gamut of insurance services and products, which I categorize into four major areas. Property and casualty, which is both business insurance, commercial property and casualty is insurance for business, and personal lines property and casualty for your personal assets, homes, autos, umbrellas, boats, as well as group health insurance and HR services, and finally, life insurance and estate planning. So we provide, in a very big way, all four of those insurance products and services.
Let's just talk about health insurance for a minute, because with everything that's going on in the nation with health care, it's a hot topic. People are always wondering, why are my premiums going up 38% a year? What's the problem, and what potential solutions do you see?
Well, gee, if I could tell you that, I would probably be working for the administration. Like I think Donald Trump said recently, it's complicated. And I would say to you, Robert, it's complicated. I think that to crystallize where we're at now is we have to look to the private market or single payer. I mean, I'm gonna reduce it to that, or I'm going to. I think, without being political, most recently the Republicans were unable to repeal Obamacare. Obviously, the conservative caucus had an issue with the way in which the administration wanted to do that, and essentially, you know, they didn't go far enough, and they felt that they were tweaking it more or less, or not changing it radically enough. So I think the problem, you know, health insurance. To suggest that it's complicated is the obvious. Essentially, I think the problem is the costs are spiraling out of control. There are so many issues to it. You know, it hasn't worked well. In fairness to Obama, for the pricing was unsustainable prior to Obama. And the price has been escalating for the last decade or more. So we have to let the private market fix it, or we will go to the government. Either government's going to do it, or the private market's going to do it. That's the future of it.
Okay, and then let's just go into on the side of life insurance and investments for an individual. What's your take on why that's so important? I know you built a whole major practice and enterprise on that.
Well, on the life insurance estate planning side, notwithstanding change in laws, exemptions, right now $5 million each, $10 million for a couple, $5 million for a spouse. Estate planning is a fascinating business, and one that I have a lot of passion for, because I feel when you have a well thought out estate plan, God forbid, you know, the only thing we're all going to run out of is time. Or we know we're going to run out of time, and when you're gone, too often I see families left in a bad way, and in my opinion, unnecessarily. So, by utilizing proper estate planning, and which includes protecting your estate, paying less taxes, estate taxes, But beyond that, it's about structuring your assets in a way so that you could pass on what you want to pass on to whom you want to pass it on to. And I think, you know, like Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, which I haven't looked at in 20 years, but I think the first sentence in one of the chapters is, you know, begin with the end in mind and make believe you're at your funeral. And, you know, who do you want there? And I think more importantly, you know, what do you want to leave behind? And you, I've spoken to many clients about estate planning and life insurance. Not that I don't have a dog in the hunt, but I will tell you that it's enormously gratifying when we utilize real good, sound, smart estate planning. And I'm sitting at the one of my former clients, deceased clients' wives or kids, and knowing that, you know, we maximized what their life's accomplishments and assets, and passed them on in a way that was in the most cost effective and best way possible. So that, you know, conversely, I've seen, you know, many cases where that's, you know, people have had to sell businesses and properties in a fire sale. You know, it's a personal passion of mine, and I think it can almost be a calling for the intimate relationship that I've developed with many clients. It's something that I feel compelled to at least try to convince and or persuade my clients to do it.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jim Metzger, who is the founder, CEO, and chairman of the Whitmore Group. So what advice would you have to business people, to entrepreneurs, about being successful?
That's a great question. On one hand, I think nothing has changed. On the other hand, I think everything has changed. What I mean by that is, there is going to be a way to model yourself, given the circumstances, whatever business you're in, today, as I was able to do 30 years ago or 20 years ago. And the difference today is, I think, the technology, the impact technology has on everything that we do, and frankly, the way that it's changing almost monthly, it seems. But I think that, you know, research, I mean, foundation. I'm all about foundation. I'm all about research. I'm all about, you know, they say stick to your knitting. I say know your knitting. I'm a niche player in the insurance industry. I'm what we call a boutique agency, which means we have really areas of expertise and niches, and we build mini platforms, which include, earlier we talked about the different insurance products and services we provide to the public, and I categorize them four ways: commercial and personal, property and casualty for laymen, insurance for business, insurance for homes and auto and boats, personal assets, health insurance, and life insurance. And I think, you know, within initially a property and casualty insurance agency, we have expanded into personal insurance and health insurance, which also is human resource business. But within commercial insurance, we develop niches in real estate, construction, transportation. We're the largest writers of funeral homes in the country from a broker's side. But all of these niches have, you know, it's fascinating to build a niche because of the vertical integration that you tap into and the synergy that you develop. So I think niches, I can, you know, draw parallels to niches and sports as well.
And there you have it. On that note, we've been speaking with Jim Metzger, who is the founder, CEO, and chairman of the Whitmore Group. The website is
www.whitmoregroup.com.
Could have guessed that, probably. And remember this, it's not just about sticking to your knitting, it's about knowing your knitting. Look forward to speaking with you next week.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Eddie Yoon. How are you, Eddie?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
And Eddie is the principal of the Cambridge Group. So first let's talk, there are a lot of consultants in the world. How does the Cambridge Group differentiate itself?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think we differentiate ourselves in a couple of ways. One is we just focus on growth strategy. So there's nothing else that we do that would take away from our focus there. And I think the second thing that we do that's really distinctive is our ability to integrate the ability to quantify demand. So not just what is happening now, but what will happen going forward. Realign strategy to fit where the puck is moving to, as it were, but then also drive that strategy down to what does it mean for each functional area in marketing or sales or innovation or operations so that the whole business kind of comes along and the oars are rowing in the same direction, and all predicated on we believe we know what's going to happen in the future better than not.
So when you talk about growth strategy, we're in a world of digital disruption. Yep. Where business models are constantly morphing. How does that play into growth strategy?
Yeah.
I mean, we have hundreds of thousands, you know, we have lots of CEOs want to know this.
Yeah. No, it's funny that you mention it, is that you would imagine that in my 18 years of the Cambridge Group that I would have seen a wide array of different growth strategies that are out there. And unfortunately, I think they all kind of fall into the same bucket of what I call pie splitting, right? Is that most CEOs, whether they realize it or not, their growth strategy is predicated on, Robert, you have a slice of the pie, and I'm going to take it from you by, you know, copying your products, outspending you in marketing, or, you know, discounting my product on pricing. And usually what ends up happening is industry profit goes to zero because you do it to me the next year, and then we all lose. You got to figure out how to grow the pie. So most companies face a fundamental choice of, do you want to grow your share or do you want to grow your market? And companies that grow your market faster, what I have found in my research is that 1% of brands capture 80% of category growth. And so
1%?
1% of brands.
That's more than Pareto.
It's more than, absolutely more than Pareto. And so whenever I talk to CEOs and they say, well, why would I want to make the pie bigger for everybody? I'm like, usually it benefits the leader disproportionately so. And you know what? All your partners in the value chain will be excited that you are making the pie bigger versus, you know, if you just have a strategy to, you know, slice the pie a little bit thinner and thinner, no one's really excited about that. Now, if you like the 1% drives 80% of category growth, what the best growth strategy that I've seen is one where you are creating an entirely new category. And what I define that as the combination of both breakthrough product innovation as well as breakthrough business model innovation. So, you know, Netflix is a great example of that. We looked at the 100 fastest growing companies from Money Magazine, and we found that 13 out of 100 were category creators in that same vein of new distribution model, new business model, or totally new product. Those 13 companies captured over half of the incremental sales growth of all those companies and three quarters of the market cap growth that's there. So it, said a different way, category creators grow sales 4 times faster and their stock rises 6 times faster than your regular just fast growing company. And so it's my amazement is that with these three flavors of growth strategy, how few and far between that you can actually find a company that's employing strategy two or three, because unwittingly they are kind of stuck in number one.
So we have grow share, which is the mistake that everyone's doing. Grow the market, okay, and create a market, another great one.
Absolutely.
Well, give me an example of create a market.
Yeah, so if you think of people oftentimes mistake creating a market as you're reinventing a whole cloth, right? Like you invented a new element on the periodic table, and that's not actually it. So coffee, let me ask you this, Robert, a little quiz. Coffee per capita consumption in the U.S. over the last 50 years, would you say it's gone up or down?
I think way up.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite. It's that per capita consumption of volume of coffee has come down dramatically, over half, over the last 50 years.
Really?
And now, you would not have thought that because of Starbucks, a category creator.
Right.
Not inventing coffee, but inventing, you know, you could make maybe argue a Frappuccino or that different versions of a coffee beverage, but also a new distribution system and a new business model, right? And that combination has led them to great success with it, and not only because of the growth that they have had and the consumer loyalty that they have, but, you know, in part where they've gotten to is it's the amazement that you had about coffee is a function of they sell way more milk than they actually do coffee, because what they're selling are milk-based coffee drinks versus actually black. I mean, they do sell black coffee, but how they've migrated the market and how they charge a premium for it has been really dramatic.
I want you to walk through the actual steps that a CEO should take to implement super consumer. And I know you're going to say three words, buy my book. Second one, go to the Cambridge group.
Yep.
But for now on the radio, just tell us what are those steps.
I'll give you an example. So start with what you have, right? And so to take a look at the data that you have, and variance is your friend. What I always say is the word in business that I hate the most is average, because I just think it's a completely misleading metric. National average, those are my two least favorite words after average there with it. But like, you're looking for variance, you're looking for anomalies, because those are signs of people doing different things that you can learn from there, right? And so I'll give you an example of Ballpark Hot Dogs. We did some work for them 10 years ago. Steve Clapp, who's running it, Carl Gerlach, was his director of marketing, and was a business that was kind of not growing.
Only a minute and a half.
Yeah. And so what they found was, let's just look at the data that we have, and they discovered, lo and behold, households with teenage boys are chowing down on these hot dogs at a much higher rate than other people. They said, why are they doing that? They're eating it for after-school snacks. They said, well, why is that the case? And they said, it's the only thing when they're starved and they're short of time and they need to go soccer practice over, 30 seconds to heat, 30 seconds to eat. I can eat four hot dogs in the span of 2 minutes and I'm on my way. Armed with that insight, they launched innovation of Ballpark Angus hot dogs, which was a better, simpler way of delivering a kosher beef-like experience to make mom happy. Cost them 3 cents a pound to make more, but they charged 50 cents per pound more with it. And just on that strategy alone, after-school snack, changing the supply chain around, you know, counter-seasonality with it there, they were able to double the business in about 5 years.
Wow, that is pretty exciting. Okay, you've 30 seconds left. Any other advice for CEOs?
Yeah, I would say the companies that I run into, there's two. There are missionaries and there are mercenaries. And those that have a mindset to really grow the category, create something new, those are the missionaries that I see out there. And so it's a little bit of, if you're trying to just make money, that's usually a short path in terms of long-term growth. If you can actually solve for a super consumer what their wishes and their fondest desires are, then that's something that can be really significant in terms of explosive growth.
Well, Eddie, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And everyone, remember, variance is your friend. Look for variance, because hidden in that variance are going to be the secrets that are going to help you grow your business.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.